Blog Talk Radio.
She can walk that walk, walk, walk that walk, walk, walk that walk, that walk, that walk, walk, walk that walk, walk, walk that walk, walk, walk that walk, that walk, that walk, walk.
Getting
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. Other host Golden Fleece is not on the line with me tonight. He's actually busy out there in Orlando handling some business, so he gets the night off, you know? But it's all good if this is your first time tuning in. Remember, again, this is Jermaine DePriest, Global 14 The Cut, via global14.com. So make sure you do check out the website. So you guys, I want to get right into this because tonight is actually really, really, really dope for me. One of my favorite rappers, like for real, because y'all know I love Yeezy. But I also like Dereaux a lot. And Dereaux is on the line with us tonight. He's out of Dallas, Texas. He came out with the Ice Cream Paint Job, the Walk That Walk, the Riot to the T. He had the Hood Chick Fetish. I mean, he had a lot of hits. And has a new one out called Japanese Tonight that we're going to get dropped from and get into. So it'll be just nice to catch up with Dereaux, see what he's got going on. You know, just kind of reintroduce that sound because he's got like a new cadence with this one. But let me tell y'all how, because y'all know I'll be talking about Yeezy a lot. But let me tell you how much I like Dereaux, me and my bestie, how much we love Dereaux. We love Dereaux so much that in 2011, the club in the stadium from Colleen actually brought Dereaux down, like it's a gift to me. So I didn't have to pay for anything or whatever, but they brought him down just because they knew how much of a fan I was of Dereaux at the time. So, and still am a fan. So it's really cool when you progress in the industry and you actually have an opportunity to speak or network and be around people that you once looked up to. So shout out to Mike Moosling, I think that was his manager at the time, and Chuck and that whole little team because they were real cool. And yeah, so I'm excited. Usually I would go ahead and drop the record break. Dereaux is on the line, and I hate letting people wait. And, you know, so I want to bring him on now, and then we will get a drop and play the new record. And y'all let me know how you feel about it. And if you want to talk to Dereaux, I see a couple of you guys, you can maybe possibly get a shout out or two in at 760-913-4119. But he's very active on his Twitter, so he may just respond back on there. But let me bring Dereaux on right now. So, Dereaux, what's up? This what? Is Onyx, you live. What's good?
What up? I'm good. How are you? You good?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm good. I'm so excited to have you. You have no idea.
man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate all the love.
Man, for years, Dereaux, this interview is so long. I've been waiting for a chance to speak with you for quite some time, so thank you for setting aside the time to come on tonight.
Anytime. I appreciate you.
Alrighty. So you got this new joint, Japanese, right now that's been circulating, and you got a lot of people quoting your lines and whatnot, you know, doing what we always do when Dereaux drops a hit record. But what has Dereaux been up to between the last project? Because I think you had another project that had dropped not too long ago. But what have you been doing in between time? In preparation up to the release of Japanese?
Man, I've been doing a lot, you know, a lot of touring, a lot of developing, a lot of recording, a lot of videos, shooting of videos, really just gearing up for a whole new phase of my career, you know, to take my career to a next level. You know, anytime you take things to another level or switch up some stuff, you have to take time to do that, you know, and mm-hmm. I never stopped working. It never been a time where I stopped working. It's just that I wanted to make the music even better. So, I added some elements to it, and that's what I've been doing.
No doubt. Well, you always, I mentioned earlier how much of a fan I've been every single record you dropped. And so much, like I said, that we booked you because it was just that real. At that time. So what is the recipe for these hit makers? What does Dereaux do to get in the vibe of writing and putting out these records? And do you have like a team that A&R is per se you put something out?
I mostly always been the thought and the whole process around my music. Making music for me is therapeutic, and I really try and be 90% to 100% hands on with that part of it. So, I got people around me that listen to music, but I try and keep that to myself, because in this industry you got so many people doing so many different things that I think the best thing that an artist can have is artistry. So that's mm-hmm. what I just like having control of the music.
Mhm. Absolutely. Was there a time when, when you broke out big in a major way. Was there ever a time that you came across, or even maybe now, where you were pressured, or maybe someone said, "Hey, try this," and tried to get you to change it all, or has everybody pretty much been rocking with you having that freedom?
I work with different people, and I've experimented and. Yeah, I've done different things with creating the music. I've always done that and never had a problem doing that. I think for the most part, though, people know like how I like to work, and if I do collaborate, I just add my elements onto whatever the piece is or the project is. So yeah, it's different ways I do it.
Alrighty, so you started out doing the whole mixtape and a lot more than I probably am privy to. And what is the in your opinion, is independent the best way to go now that you've you've had a taste of everything? So in your opinion, what is the best direction for Darrell as it relates to independent and mainstream right now?
It's a combination. You can never go wrong. Being independent allows you to be free, and everybody at the end of the day wants and loves to be free, but sometimes the right situation can come around too, and I just think it goes according to the artist and whatever they're working on and whatever that situation is. If it fit, it fit. So I wouldn't tell nobody it's really a preference of being independent or having a deal. It just gotta fit whatever works best for that artist. And for me right now, I'm independent. I always been independent, and I had different people, different situations that I work with, but for the most part it's always been independent.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. That's crazy, because you had it felt like a mainstream push, because it was the whole world rocking to your joints. And even Jermaine, I think, had got on Jermaine Dupri, the Ice Cream Paint Job remix of several remixes that were to follow at one point. In saying that, in your opinion, what's one of the most challenging aspects of the business for Darrell, or just anybody right now, something that you maybe didn't have insight on until you got to that level?
So many things switch up and change, and you learn so much. When I first came in, I was super young, and I had a lot to learn and a lot of areas to develop in. So, I think as an artist, that happens to everybody, and just staying focused and watching certain things and just staying involved with everything. I think those are the things to do and benefits for the career. But for me, it was a number of different things. From touring to even the creating music thing, there's a lot I learned, a lot I taught myself, a lot I learned from other people, and and even to this day I'm still learning. So you never really mm-hmm. stop learning. But the industry is just, that's what the industry is for, man. It's just for moving around, learning it, and being open to new challenges.
No doubt. That's what's up. So then, this new record, Japanese, is talked about. It's not dope, because I'm not a smoker, but when I hear music like this, it invokes emotion in me to make me feel like I need to go out and try something so I could rock with the record more. But let's talk about Japanese, and because you mentioned on the DJ call that this actually leaked at one point. This record got out, and it was that serious that you actually had to go back and put it out officially. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean, it got leaked. I had premiered it on the Real Sway show, and on my birthday, you know, my team was putting it out, but the wrong version got out a little early, and, you know, we had to get it mixed and chase it down. It wasn't really a big deal, but me being a perfectionist, I like the highest quality of music to come out. The record definitely been moving. You know, it's a different cadence from a lot of music. Actually, it's the same production. I had another record that was big last year called Beat Up the Block featuring Lil Boosie. And, you know, me and my in-house producer just went back in and created this Japanese record. And so far, so good. You know, it's just a record that's moving, and I'm going to follow it up with a whole bunch of more music real soon.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm excited to hear everything that's getting ready to come, especially when you do the lady joint. Because, I mean, you don't lose. I mean, you ain't losing at all, but you really don't lose when you do those joints. It's just perfect for us. We get ready to them. we dance to them. I mean, it's just a perfect sound and race for it. So look, the road's got a lot coming up. You have a lot coming up. Would you ever consider doing any type of documentary? Or it's a lot of reality TV shows out right now. Would you ever feel comfortable possibly having a role in those and they can follow you on this journey?
If it's the right documentary or the show, yeah, of course, you know, I wouldn't mind. I've had actually a few shows reach out to me, you know. I don't want to put their names out there, but a few shows have reached out to me. But, you know, it's just more about right now me just creating. I always put my artistry first and being an artist first. And I let that guide the way and take me to wherever I'm going to go. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I mean, I'm open to it, but it's not, I wouldn't put it before the music.
Nah, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. We were talking about how it could either hurt or help some people. So it gets a little crazy on those shows. And it gets real interesting. I don't watch them enough to know the ins and outs, but it gets real interesting. Okay, so anybody that you're going to be working with coming up that you like right now that's out, that anybody you like right now?
Yeah,
I hate to say it like that, anybody you like, but.
I mean, I've been working with a lot of different artists on this new project. And it ranged from a long list of artists. You know, I'm actually getting in the studio tonight. I got a show on a tour that came through Dallas tonight with T-Can Cash, Rich Kid, and all them. We got a show, so I'm about to go out and come out on they set, and then we get in the studio at night. But I've been working with everybody, man. I can't even name from Young Dolph to Nipsey Hussle to Erykah Badu. It's the names, many different names that I've been working with for this project. That pretty much been working with everybody. I don't discriminate. If I can work with artists, that's what we're gonna do.
That's what's up. Well, you definitely have a solid fan base. I'm one of them who have followed you for many, many years. What do you think is one of the key points that has allowed you to remain so successful with just that portion of it, keeping that fan base and sustaining and being consistent?
I think it's just that, you know, staying consistent, being focused, creating, just steady creating, and, you know, watching the game where it's at, and just staying active and motivated. You know, this game is about music, and the music leads. So always just trying to make the best product that can be made. And anytime you make a good product, the product is going to always sell itself and move itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just always focus on the music first.
Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. And then I want to get your take on this as well, Darrell, since you were on that DJ call. How influential are these DJ coalitions, just for artists to know, DJ coalitions when it comes to moving these records and gaining that support? How important is that DJ artist relationship?
It's important. It's definitely important. It's building relationships and also, you know, keeping the DJs updated with the music and, you know, just staying connected with them. That's always a plus in this industry because so much go on. But, you know, a lot of DJs are keep up with what I do, and some of them, you know, once they see something with my name on it, I have a good reputation with them as far as making good music. So a lot of times, you know, it don't even have to be a big push. They just know that I'm gonna come with a certain type of product, and you know, they get excited about it. So anytime you can get the DJ excited, it means something.
No doubt. Well, I know you got a show that you got to get to, and you have a studio session. I have a few callers on the line, but I don't know if they want to say anything. I hate to bring them on live and embarrass anybody, but I really just want to thank you, like I said, for your time, and just wanted to just chat it up with you, see what you had going on, see what was coming up. I got a little bit of insight through the DJ call, United States All-Star DJs. So shout out to them. But just wanted to hear from myself what Darrell had been up to and what we could expect from a fan perspective. You know, we're excited when you put something out there. And so...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
It'll be a lot of music coming out this year, 2016. So, you know,
yes.
Just to let everybody know that a lot of music has been created and a lot of music... It's still being created, so I'm going with a different strategy to where, you know, I'm going to make sure I have an abundant amount of music when I do release. But within this next month, I'm later on this month, I'm going to release another single. So, you know, you can look out for that. And I actually like it better than Japanese, you know, that I'm pushing now. It's more of a club banger radio record. And I think a lot of people gonna like it.
Nah, you're amazing with those rates. Anytime. And what's so amazing about these records, they're timeless. These are classic, timeless records. I mean, you could play these anywhere. I'm in Vegas now. I think I heard Ice Cream Paint Job not too long ago. Like 2 to 3 weeks ago, I heard it. I'm around New Year's Eve, whenever that was. So it's just amazing to make these records and for them to be still as great as they were the first time when they were played. So that's a wonderful feeling, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah, I always try to make music to be timeless. You know, I feel like music should be timeless. I always want to make it to where if you listen to it, in 10 years, it still has relevance to it, or, you know, I really.
Uh-oh. Looks like I think we lost the role just for a minute. He's shuffling around and doing some work, but if we get him back in, that would be great. If we don't, that's cool, too. But at any rate, definitely... excited that Darrell was able to come by tonight. It's going to be dope. All the music that he's got coming up, I'm very excited for it. So, and then I was asking somebody the other day what their favorite Darrell song was, and they said they didn't have just one. They had several. So it's just dope when you can have an artist like that and have so many different records going for them. But let's go ahead and play. I was hoping we could get a drop from Darrell, but we'll go ahead and play the record Japanese. So you mentioned we're going to have another single from him coming up or released at the later part of this month. So we'll be looking forward to that and it hitting the clubs, and we'll be playing that record as well in here. So let me see just one moment.
Smoking this weed got me Japanese. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. Smoking this weed got me
Jerome music.
History that nigga that they admire. History that nigga your bitch desire. I don't do big rims no more, I'm tired. I ran through 100 Pirelli tires. Killing shit, nigga, I'm Michael Myers. My fans really love me, I get them wired. Congrats to my new bitches, y'all are hired. To all of my old bitches, y'all are fired. And this is like Kanye West through the wire. I mess this shit up like it's jambalaya. I splash every day, I need new attire. My weed get dropped out by an Uber driver. I get high a lot, I'm a frequent flyer. Smoking this shit, I call yoga fire. Everything I spit is fucking fire. If you disagree, you a fucking liar. If you disagree, I don't give a damn. My only real issue is like a sound. I'm lit up, I can't put the Buddha down. Smoking tree off in Hollywood hookah lounge. Smoking tree should be legalized everywhere. It's the closest thing we got to heaven earth. 7 hoes in the room, I make 7 stars. Tell the club have my table, I'm headed there. At 22, I was a millionaire. I really wish I was a billionaire. Bumpy say I'm sure I'm a trillionaire. They been sleeping on me, fucking grizzly bear. They been sleeping on me, time to wake them up. With no alarm, I just grab them and shake them up. I pull up in valet for 80 bucks. Tell the police stop chasing and hating us. I get capital, not a scavenger. I'm a rapper that's real good at agile. I'm a rapper that's real good at calculus. Play with my money and I will come after you. They say I've been gone, that was temporary. I will be remembered as legendary. Just watch how I re-up in January. High as fuck, I've been blowing on Mary Mary. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking, this shit is fire. 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 Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking and choking, this shit is fire. Choking and choking, this shit is fire. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. If I cannot smoke, then I have to leave. Got all of this jewelry, I'm about to freeze. The police be thinking I'm trapping keys. Them Jordans just drop, I want 2 of these. On second thought, I need a few of these. Yeah, I am the flyest, I do believe. I'm sick on this mic, this a new disease. I'm trying to get money in every way. I like doing show cause it's steady pace. Just rapping, I do this shit every day. I got rich off a song by the Chevrolet. The modern day Penny Tim Hardaway. I think I might buy me a car today. I think I might pull up some Chardonnay. And play me a vacation far away. I plan to one day win me a Grammy. Then move to the richest part of Miami. Cause I got the juice, do you understand me? I make these bitches come out their panties. I make these bitches give up the pussy. I've been on this shit, I am not a rookie. Across the world, they be trying to book me. Been watching Empire, I need a cookie. It's us, cause the world fuck whoever opposed. Straight out of Texas, I've been on the road. This street, that nigga, I'm about to explode. I got on some shoes, they ain't seen what I know. Today was a good day, I'm about to get blowed. I got me some good weed that's already rolled. If you and you smoke with me, anything goes. Backwards and papers and cigarette loads. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking, this shit is fire. 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 Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking, this shit is fire. Choking, this shit is fire. Choking, this shit is fire. Talking and choking, this shit is fire.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. I'm sorry if you're just calling in and you just missed a role, but that was the record, his record, New Drink Japanese. He does have another one coming out, he mentioned, at the later part of this month, so I'm excited. Can't wait to play that joint. He said it's going to be a club record. And, you know, he just makes good music, so shout out to Jerome for coming through to the line. We actually have another artist coming up tonight, Colonel Loud. If you're not familiar with who Colonel Loud is, he dropped a record called California. And so look the video up. We're going to play the record tonight. But T.I. got on a remix. Snoop Dogg made a remix. Too Short made a remix. The Lox made a New York remix. Well, it was still California, but they, you know, they came on there with the New York voices and cadence and all of that. But this record, California just took off. I mean, and we've been playing Colonel Loud since what, February last year, so I'm happy to not be like a bandwagoner. I'm happy that we were supporting from day one, so hopefully, you know, it don't matter when you got hit to the record, but it's just dope when you can know about a dope record before it comes out. So shout out to Colonel Lau. He'll be coming up in the next 20 minutes or so. So does that mean I got to talk for 20 minutes? Oh, my God. I do not like talking on the phone like that, y'all. But I do talk when who is it that just chimed in? I feel like I recognize the number. But no, I don't like talking like that. I just set aside one night, all I can stand is with staying on the phone like that. For these 2 hours, I set aside this Wednesday night. So, yeah, other than that, I really, you know, I'd be liking an interview and I'd be liking to get off the phone. But the other host on the police, like I said, he's not on the line tonight. This is your first time tuning in. This is Jermaine DePolice, Global 14 Cut, via Global14.com. Also, I will say shout out to Jermaine DePolice. He broke a record, I believe, with Lifetime TV with the new series Rap Game. It's a competition with young MCs. The parents are starting to... The little meters are starting to kind of get on my nerves a little bit. I hate to say it like that, but not like personally bother me, but I'm tired of like them arguing with each other because it's affecting the kids in the house. But anyway, that's just if you watch it. That's the only show I've actually been watching because if you know me, you know the show, you know I don't watch TV either. So I'm like the far opposite left of everything. Just nothing but work and family. But anyways, so Jermaine DePolice show comes on. It's called The Rap Game every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So if you haven't watched The Rap Game, definitely check it out. It's dope. So yeah, and he's going to have a season two. So if you have a young MC in your household or you know a young MC, I'd say maybe the ages of 8 to anywhere to 8 to 16, have them post their music on global14.com because they are going to be scouting for season 2. And if you bring that music to him directly, that will just be, you know, it'll be easier for him to reach out to you. So let me see what I can play so I don't know how to talk. So I can take a rest until Colonel Val comes on. I'll be trying to get out of it, y'all. Let me see. What is this? Oh, you know what I need to say on something on the real respectful kind of tip. Today, this morning, hip hop did lose what would be considered a legend, especially in the hip hop industry. And he was a pioneer. He was a DJ. Rest in peace to Big Cap. I believe I met him. Don't know him enough to, you know, have his personal number, didn't do any of that, built with him a relationship, however, but he was very influential with the Tunnel from New York, with that whole clique, as well as Notorious B.I.G. He was his DJ, so he's done a lot in the industry. So if you don't know who Big Cap is, if you type that in right now, unfortunately, it will populate lots of memories and links, but just want to say and give my respects and prayers to his loved ones, his family, and everyone that has been affected by the news this morning. And we were just talking about him last week, myself to another DJ. So hopefully everybody is going to get through this. It's another one. It's a hard loss for a lot of people in the industry right now. Like I said, personally, I don't know him, but I know people who personally have, you know, this is their friend and someone they've known for quite some time. So my prayers to everyone and hope you all make it through this difficult time. That happened this morning. What else happened today that we can mention? Oh, well, hey, it's Black History Month, so... yeah, shout out to Black History Month, but I've been seeing a lot of memes that have been out of control. You know the memes where they say this was the first dude to do this. I mean, it's just been ignorance, but at the end of the day, Black History Month, I'm glad that, you know, this it's time for all of that again, and we're going to celebrate, and, you know, hopefully we won't have to hear nothing about Stacey Dash. I mean, I still don't know what her deal is. But, you know, whatever. Who else came out talking crazy? What happened with the Kanye and Wiz thing? I still don't know what happened with that. Can somebody tell me what happened? Because I still missed it. And I keep seeing the finger thing. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to know, but I missed that whole... I don't be in tune to gossip like that. So I missed that whole Twitter beef or whatever that was. And then, what else? And I hope y'all know I'm just stalling, right? And just talking, trying to fill up time until Colonel Loud come on. So I can't rush people to come on sooner. What else was it? What else happened? Oh, yeah. So then I saw something yesterday through the blog where I guess K. Michelle had an abortion. And so I guess, okay, so her show premiered this week, and then Stevie J and Jocelyn's show premiered. And so, what happened? Oh, yeah, K. Michelle, she had an abortion, and everybody was on the blog site talking about it and acting crazy about it. And I really was like, why are y'all all... It just wasn't an uproar for me. I just really... I'm not going to judge her. I don't really have anything to say about that, so... It is what it is. She made a decision. It's her body. I have nothing to say about that, so... I don't feel any type of way about it. People were posting, how do you feel about that? Nothing. Don't feel any type of way about it. Hope she's doing well. And that's it. So, anyway, well, let's play this record while we wait for Colonel Lon to come on, because I'm just blah, 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 blah. So this is Egg Bellinger featuring Poppin' with I Don't Want to Go Before Seeing the Cut.
Sorry, Jane.
Looking at my woman, if they ain't looking, I don't want that girl. If they ain't looking, I don't want that. She only want me and no one else. I tell her put her heels on, so she can show off them legs. But even with her clothes on, she turn head. I see him looking at my woman. Yeah, yeah. If they ain't looking, I don't want that girl. If they ain't looking, I don't want.
Hand up.
Hands up.
I need to see you.
Yes.
Truck it for a real nick. If your nails done, then your weave new. Never be raggedy, kind you find in the vanity mag. Honey with everything, know me rocking them shaggedy bags. PDA, never shame when I kiss or step back. Like, look at that frame on that picture. With your bad ass. Kiss her night, no glad ass. Pretty face with a fat ass. And her dress straight from fat ass. Been a seat. Who she going home with? You been a seat, nigga. Why?
Lay, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. This is Onyx. And I just played that Eric Bell and Jeffrey Tambor, I Don't Want It, with the crisscross sample. I'm really just trying to take up time. I mean, I'm not even going to pretend like there's no agenda. There's nothing going on. I'm waiting for the second artist to come on tonight, Colonel Lau. We just had, why can't I ever pronounce it? I feel illiterate because, you know, because Colonel is spelled C-O-L-O-N-E-L. Why always be wanting to say, you know, just pronounce it? Okay, never mind. But anyway, it's Colonel out. And DeRoe just came on. Had to hop right off as well because he has a show tonight. So shout out to DeRoe for making that free time to speak with me tonight. Just real quick and brief about, you know, what he's been doing, where he's been, and what he's got going on. So I appreciate him. Salute. Like I said, we do have Colonel out coming on. He has a California record. We will play that probably in about 5 minutes. Hopefully he'll be coming through on a dot in 10 minutes, and I don't have to talk too much and just ramble. But, oh, yeah, who was this that hit me earlier? This is, what? Oh, okay, sorry, y'all. That's Poncho, the USA DJ CEO of the coalition. I'm a part of USA. So let me do this, and I'll do the shout-out. Shout-out to and DJ Saxy. Shout-out to you, ma'am. Thank you for tuning in tonight. She's a DJ out of Memphis. Well, no, Mississippi. Don't let me miss her. Mississippi. And I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting text messages. Mississippi DJ Saxy at DJ S-A-X-Y, who actually just dropped a mixtape as well. By the way, I just dropped a mixtape yesterday. So follow at DJ Saxy. Check out the mixtape. I posted it on my social media as well. But y'all be trying to hate. Just because y'all do music, y'all can still come through with a like. Y'all can still come through with a download. Y'all be hating on a sneak, but it's all good. Y'all be trying to act like the females ain't holding it down. But DJ Saxy, shout out to her for listening in. And like I said, United States All-Star DJs and X-Squad DJs, those are the two coalitions that I'm a member of. So I got to support the squad and the team. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, so to this dude that hit me earlier, who are you? Grinch Dollars. You hit me asking me to listen to something or do something. A lot of y'all have been doing that, and it's so annoying to me. Like, I rant about this every week about how I hate when you just send me, like, spam. And, like, who, I don't know what you think I'm going to do with this. Like, I'm not going to sign you. I'm not going to invest in you. I don't know who you are. It's just very annoying. But anyway, homie, if you want me to check out your record, follow the protocol, and we will put you on the show. We have unsigned night here on the show where we play the records from artists. We'll play your record. If we like it, we'll keep rocking with you. We'll build with you and, you know, so on and so forth. If not, we'll give you the feedback on what we think you may or could not do differently, constructively, respectful. But, you know, don't just tell me to text about, like, that's so annoying. Like, I don't know who told y'all to do this. Like, I'm trying to understand. Like, even on Facebook, when y'all be tagging like 100 people, who said this was what you need to do? Somebody had to say, y'all need to tag everybody, because y'all do it all the time. So I'm like, who said this? Who said it was okay? But it's not okay. Do not tag me and 180 people in your music. It's so whack. Like, it's just we gotta do something new for this year. We can't continue like we're continuing. What else? Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm just gonna retweet you, Sexy. Thank you. But yeah, we can't continue the way that we're continuing this year. Y'all have got to do better with the promoting. You heard the role earlier. If you didn't, make sure you check out the interview, the part of the interview. I mean, after we finish tonight, make sure you check out the interview. He said for himself, the music speaks for itself. Your music will pick up just like tonight. Colonel Lau's coming on. He's got this California record. People were coming to him like, I need that. They put it out there. People came and gravitated towards it. We was playing it and playing his other joint, like I said, a year ago. So when you have something hot, you put it out there, people will come to it. You don't have to tag and spam and, you know, attack people on site with your music. You just don't have to do that. And there's something going on. There's somebody said that this was what to do because it's like an epidemic of it. And it's just, it's really mind-boggling to me. I don't understand what y'all are doing and where it's coming from. But it's not the way to go. But I will tell you this, SCA Awards is coming up. And I was nominated, so we'll see what happened. I won 1 year, got nominated twice, but it's my second time, so I'll go down there. But I'll be there, and there will be a lot of other people there that are setting aside their time to network, listen to your music, watch you perform. That's the time when you come to us and say, I'm so-and-so, this is what I do, what do you do? And everybody kind of just go from there. But the social media stuff, it's got to stop. So, touch down to these conferences and network with us there, that we're better received and where we're actually in the environment and ready to work with you. And not that I'm anybody or anybody else is too good to network with you on support, but it's just not appropriate. It's just starting to get to be too much. So, is it time yet? It's kind of about me. Let me text to make sure that they gonna come on the diet time, cause so I could be ready. Now I gotta talk all night. But also South by Southwest is coming up, and again, that's gotten a little out of control too. But it is available and it is coming. If you wanna know some legit opportunities to perform, I actually do have a list. Hence my last little Facebook post when I had told artists don't go down there and pay $1,000. To just perform for 8 minutes. So I do be looking out for y'all. Because, you know, I sing in songwriting, so I understand how it is. But South by Southwest is coming up. I do have 4 legit opportunities for you. When I say legit, meaning is I assess the value, and based on what your goal is when you're touching down, I think that these will be good fits for you, as well as I think the budget is reasonable given the dates, the time, and where everything will be taking place. So, and given who's going to be putting on the event, and I've literally assessed all of it for you. So if you want my feedback, opinion and attention to the matters when it comes to South by Southwest and where you should pay your money, where you like to perform, just an option for you, especially if you're going to spread your money around, hit me up. I will send you those personally. And it's not all about, oh, I'm going to get a cut and percentage. No, it's not that. I know these people. I've worked with these people at some point. I've attended their events. I know what's going to be. And I can recommend. It's basically a recommendation. So, at Onyx254, that's ONYX254, if you want those options. What else can I ramble about? I don't watch reality TV, so I can't catch all up on much. Only what I saw on the blog. What else? Can I play the California record? I think I'm going to just play the record for those of you who aren't familiar with it. Like I said, Colonel Loud is from North Carolina. And a lot of people were like, no, not a lot of people, but people who are closed-minded, and I saw a few comments like, where's he from? He's not from California. Or where, you know, it doesn't matter. You can name whatever you want to name your record. You can say whatever you want to say. You can be wherever you want to be, visit wherever you want to visit. So shout out to Colonel Loud. And this one actually features T.I., Young Dolph, and Rico Verino. So California Colonel Loud on Global 14 The Cut.
A lobby, bump California love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing cushion from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat. By the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash a player's phase in the living room. Crack, sound like a dog style. In a little. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Got me acting like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though, 101, get your head kicked. Spend more than the tat, bitch. Air hood, air set, though. Sheesh. One time for the red coat. LA, the
top pushback. Blowing smoke out the roof, cookies to be exact. I'm always in Cali, cause this is where it's at. Bitches bug good weather, what you know about that? Where all the fly bitches ride Benzes and Beamers. They either wanna be an actress or a singer. I'm at the strip club on Sunset throwing singles, which is bad bitch from Compton on Lena. Breaking down backwoods, rolling gasoline up. Left the last factory pulled up in Inglewood. I fuck with some Chris and I fuck with some Bud. And I fuck with some Essay. My stash house in the valley. Welcome to my palace. Just went and killed two shows out in Dallas. Selling OG from LA.
Through the light, go. But you know how to ride slow when you with Mr. K-I-D-I-N-K. cake. No, I done spent all night trying to fight through the whole club.
In the house, have nothing on when I get home.
No, no.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. You can call me Quavo Larry
home.
My bitch, she's not basic at all.
Nah.
I walk in the mall, buy a bed for her dog.
Bang.
She shit on you hoes, walk in bathroom stall. She get super nasty on alcohol.
Oh.
Pull up in the coupe with the roof missing. Got a bad bitch rhyme with the nipple pierced.
Yes, yes.
Blood on the floor, dripping my Christian.
Drill.
That's Louboutin if you don't get it.
Yeah.
Five mama teachers that my eyes low.
Eyes
and I got them all on Cinco de Mayo. I spotted the front row in my show. Make her the truck queen, I bought her to the bando.
Ain't just looks, I love where your head at. Gorgeous girl, how often you hear that? gotta be a lot. Hustle never stop. Understand, I'm no common man, but I'm off the block still. And I know BS you will not deal with. My mama told me I would feel like this one day, feel like this one day. Got to know that one day will be Monday. Considering the fact that I met you Sunday, I think this every time we kiss. Good luck.
What?
Would you look at this? It's a half pint film, bitch.
Fuck, fuck, nigga acting like he tough. He get stuck, top of leave a nigga dead in the street.
Fuck, crap.
Got out 100 rounds, just to lay down. Pussy nigga think it's sweet, we can move.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Fuck. Fuck. Okay, nigga.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I'm going to be the best ever.
Yeah, get
ever.
It.
Ever to do
it. Yeah, yo.
Can't nobody fuck with me, nigga. It's
sick,
it's
sick. Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Goddamn.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Fuck.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Hey, hey.
Damn it, man.
Goddamn.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Damn.
Someone call the ambulance. And in your whole dream like the candy, man. Fucking your freako again and again and again again. Stop the shenanigans. You pussy ass nigga don't stand a chance. Blow your ass up like some Taliban. Diamond from Africa, Yapa from Pakistan. I'm pushing that pack again. In a trap house with that black again. She ain't one of us, so I smash a friend. She came with her sister, I'll smash a twin. Kicking your door like, bitch, let me get up. I don't want the dope, I just want the
heat.
Throw your 3 pounds if you come with 10. This is too much lean, I'ma crash the bench. Fuck, fuck, nigga acting like he tough. He get stuck, top and leave a nigga dead in the street. Got out 100 rounds, just to lay down. Pussy nigga thinking sweet, we can meet.
Come on.
Took a whole pan of G, geek, geek.
Geek, geek.
I was
geek.
Just locked up last week.
Fuck, man.
Now I'm back, bounced up, dripping south. No more free, yeah, yo, with cow.
Bitch.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Fuck.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Hey, hey.
Damn it, man.
Goddamn.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Damn.
I'm back on this bitch again. Sipping on lean like a fucking gin. Me and Lil Ronnie with that crackin' black trying to get it in. Go, yeah, yo, about dividends. Hoop ain't USA and yo, bitch, she a citizen. So you trapping, lil nigga, let get it in. Fuck a hoe, I fell in love with Blue Benjamin. When I hit the club, it's a tragedy. Killing these niggas, casualty. You broke nigga, please need to have a seat. Blow holes in your teeth like a cavity. Yo, a fool, I kicked out of school. Your nigga was fucking the back of. I'm the first and the last, no one after me. Riffin' 421, bitch, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
These niggas, they think I would make it. Now the pussies wanna take
me.
Big old Fuka going crazy. Hit the plug, now I'm raised. So much money, it's amazing. I say faster than a mannequin. I turned my hood to Afghanistan.
I did.
You can't fuck that hoe, but I bet I can hit that bitch with that boom. Make her say, damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Goddamn.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Fuck.
Damn it, man, damn it, man.
Hey, hey,
damn it, man.
Goddamn.
Damn it, man, damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, man.
Damn, damn.
Superstay,
hey, yo.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah, yo.
Everything gon' go. Trap running like a stove.
All right, that's the global for Tina Cut. And so, yeah, my bad. I have 3 or 4 records I've just played back to back because I was actually talking to kind of loud people. So, look, that's the West Coast, like, parties in San Francisco because, you know, Super Bowl week. I don't do football or any of that, so I don't even know. Oh, yeah, I don't know who's going. Ain't at North Carolina in who else is it? Yeah, it's the Broncos. I hope. Super Bowl in Indianapolis and had a wonderful time out there and was considering going to Super Bowl this weekend. So I may or may not go. I got a couple of, you know, people hollering at me saying touchdown, and we'll see what happens. Maybe, maybe not. I'm leaning more towards the no. But anyways, shout out to everybody. Be safe this Super Bowl weekend. We're going to reschedule Colonel Lau for another date. And I hate to say, I feel like saying I ain't mad at you, you know, by Tupac. I feel like doing that hook right now because y'all know I don't be feeling me in the fall anyway like that. So by any time I can get off quick or any time I can get my Wednesday night that I didn't know I was going to have, I'll be taking full advantage of that. So hopefully y'all don't blame me for that. But, you know, it just be too much. The phone be too much for me. So, what else I was going to say? Oh, yeah. So, look, Rap Game comes on this Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And Lifetime TV. What else? Before14.com. If you have some dope videos, make sure you post your music on there. If you want some insight on some conferences in South by Southwest packages for you to perform that are feasible, affordable, I sound like a infomercial. But if you want some that are feasible, affordable, and of value, hit me up at Onyx254. That's ONYX254, and I will shoot you the information that you need to get that done. I will call you back. But if you start spamming me, because if you start spamming me and doing all that, I'm gonna block you, because I'm starting to a point where it's too much. I will block you. And then, can somebody please tell me what happened with Kanye and Wiz? I've been asking since last week. Somebody please tell me what happened with that. And what else can I share with y'all? What else can I share with y'all? I think that's it. Like I said, definitely rest in peace to Big Cap, your family and loved ones. Wish you all peace and strength. This is a difficult time right now, and with understanding and wisdom, because it's hard. That was a huge loss for hip-hop today, and just know that my prayers are with every one of you, every single one of you. And what else can I say? I think that's it. I hated to end on like a sad note, but I think that's what I can say. And you know what, since we had to end on kind of that mode, I've just been all over the place with music today. By the way, that was Go Yayo. We had him on the show last week with the record Damage. He actually is probably going to have a situation with QC on the table. If you don't know who Quality Music is, Quality Control Music is, that's Migos label, and you know, just all those dudes. So shout out to Go Yayo. He's out of Dallas Fort Worth. Tonight we had the Real Music out of Dallas. We'll have Colonel Lau coming up at some point. We will have him on. Shout out to Pocket for making that possible and Colonel Lau. And we're going to play Jagged Edge Hope. That's what we're going to play because this is his time to calm down and play some R&B and just chill and be laid back. And I'm getting off early tonight, so I'm happy. You guys can follow me again at Onyx254. You can follow the show at Global 14 The Cut. We're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Hopefully you're able to hear me tonight clear and concise. I guess I'm being extra using these big words, but hopefully you're able to hear me tonight. My phone went static and Golden went on the line, but he'll be back next week. And yeah, that's it. Y'all be safe, be easy. I'm out.
Man, I've been playing around these streets so long. I know my girl think I'll never be ready. But I'm gonna do all I can to let her know I'm ready. It's really, she is worth it.
From now on, I'm taking all the calls. From now on, I won't get lost at all. My time is running out, I know. And right now I'm just trying to restore her hope in me. It's clearly somebody done hurt her, and I just wanna be the one who's clear.
this little plan. Put her back in a man.